Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw the sheet of the Rambam, that Be'enam Tzvurim, if it's not Tzavur, if it's not piled up in the field, then you have to say Aga V'Kani. You have to point out the metalphon that you're giving to the other person. And if they are Tzavur, then you don't have to say anything. What's the Svara? So, B'divrei Achronim Matzanu Shnei Mahalchim Shonim Vir HaChiluk Bein Tzvurim L'She'enam Tzvurim. The Kesef Mishnah writes, El Atam Hu V'Nehi D'Kesh'en Tzvurim. Tzorech Lomer Agav Lodiya She'im HaKalka Hu Makna Oysan Metaltulin Avo G'Shem Tzvurim B'Soichoy Ein Tzorech L'Diburoy She'arei Ha'inyan Atzmo Mochiach She'agav HaChotzer Hu Makna Oysan Metaltulin. We see from the Kesef Mishnah that both of the Metaltulin are Tzavur or not Tzavur, it's fundamentally the same kinyan. And the only chilik between the Tzvurim, whether it's piled up, or Einam Tzvurim, if it's not piled up, is just as far as our knowledge is concerned. We have to know whether or not it's being makna the Metaltalin. If it's Tzvurim, we know on our own, so he doesn't have to say anything. But if it's Einam Tzvurim, then we don't know what his kavana is, and therefore he has to say something, so it's more like a practical reason. There's no fundamental difference between the kinyanim, but practically speaking, we have to know whether he's being makna the metabolin or not being makna the metabolin. And the memela, if it's not tzavur, he has to speak it out. And if it is tzavur, he doesn't have to speak it out. The sma, however, in choshen mishpot in simen reish beiz seif kotan gimel, writes bebiur acher, biur acher, lama lo bainan agav, vekani, hecha dehem tzvurim ba. אני מצטט את לשון העצמה. כיוון דמונחים על הקרקע, הם נקנים עם הקרקע. אפילו לא אמר ללוקח שיקנם, אגב קרקע. דמחשבינן המטלטלן שעל הקרקע, כאילו הם מגוף הקרקע ומחוברים אצלה. בדבריו צריכים ביאור במה שכתוב שמטלטלין הם חלק מגוף הקרקע. The Sma says that since they're placed on the land, they are acquired with the land. Even if he doesn't say anything, because we consider the metalplin on the karka as if they are chelek migufa karka, as if they are part of the karka, as if they're mechubil to the karka, they're connected to the karka. So what does that mean? They're part of the karka. And why does that help us that he doesn't have to say agavikoni for this reason? Maisa, they're not the karka, they're metaltalin. So it appears pshat in the sma is based on what we can be choikir b'yisod oto din shel kinyan agav. Im Habiuhu is pshat in kinyan agav, that where he's makne karka with metaltalin, then the kinyan of the karka is also effective for the metaltalin. And it is as if he made a kinyan kesef shtar or chazoket on the metaltalin, even though normally you can't make these kinyanim on the metaltalin, nevertheless, where you are makna the metaltalin together with the karka, they're bottled to the karka, they're chelek min hakarka, and they're niknim b'kinyan hakarka. Or we could say that the kinyan of karka is not effective for the metaltalin. No. Just the metaltalin are niknim b'gmirus das below ma'isa kinyan. The metaltalin are acquired with gmirus das without b'chvala ma'isa kinyan. And even though normally Gemiras Das alone is not enough, generally without a Maisa Kinyan, because we don't know if Daito Lahaknois, but here he's doing a Maisa Kinyan. So now you know that Gomer Daito Lahaknois. You know that he means business. He says what he means. He means what he says. So you could be Makne, Metaltulin Aydi Gemirus Das. So what's the Pshat? Is it that through the Kesef Shtar and Chazoka, you're Kona the Metaltulin? Or no? No kinyan is necessary for the metaltalin. All you need is gemirus das. So it would appear that we can bring raya for the second sad that no kinyan is necessary, and afshar l'stapek b'gmirut da'at. V'zeh me'agmara v'bav mitziyah v'daf yud aleph amud aleph. Sham agmara rotza lomar chotzer she'ina mishtameret eina kona, that if it's an unguarded field, the only way it's kona is if the baal chotzer is standing in the field, on the side of the field. Frak the gemara, Esve Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba asked, Le'ula ma'aseh b'Rabban Gamliel uzkenim shayu ba'im basfina. We have a ma'aseh b'Rabban Gamliel and the elders that were coming in a shif, which is a ship in Yiddish. They were coming in a ship. In any language, it was a ship. And then Rabban Gamliel remembers that he hadn't yet taken ma'aseh from his peiros that are in his house. And this was a problem for him. And Memela, he said, I'm going to do it now. Amar Gamliel, Isul, Shani Osid Lamed, Maisa Rishon, that I'm going to measure out when I get home, Nasun Li Yehoshua. Rabbi Yehoshua Bar Hananya, who was one of the Zakenim that was with him on the ship. So I'm giving this rule, my Maisa Rishon. And the place of the Maiser is rented out to him. And he received money for the payment for the Maiser, for the place of the Maiser. V'Yisr Acher, and Maiser Oni, that I'm going to measure out when I Gaya Haim, is given to Akiva ben Yosef, who was a Gavit Staka, and he was also one of the elders on the ship. Kadesh Yiskabol Aniyim, in order that he should acquire it for the Aniyim. Umakomo, in the place of the Maiser Sheni, Muskolo, is rented out to him. And he received from him the Schar HaMakom. And the reason he took he rented out the place of the Maisers is in order that they should be able to be koine the Maiser mit HaKinyan Chotzer. So therefore, that's the Kinyan Chotzer over here. How are they making a kinyan chotzer? They're not standing there. You said they have to be a b'tzad chotzer. Amar lei, that's a kasha. So Ula said to Rabbi Abba, Domi, hai mi rabbonin kedelo gemiri in shishmaitze. Dome alai talmit chacham ze, kemi shelo lamad gemara. I'm not really impressed. It's like you haven't learned Gemara. Ki yasa l'sur amar luhu, hachi amar ulu, v'hachi osvise. So when Rabbi Abba got the surah, told the Chachamim, so said Ula, you have to stand b'tzad sod d'sheinu mishtameres. And then I asked him from the smais of Ram Gamliel and Zakenim on the ship, amar lehu merabonon. So one of the Chachamim said to Rabbi Abba, Rabban Gamliel mitaltalei agav mikarkoi hiknelein. Hainu, lo iknalehem et makoma masrot kedei liknotam bikinyan chatzel, ele kedei liknotam agav kniyata karka, shikinyana karka mu'ir liknot et hamitaltalein biyachad im hakarka, af she'eino kinyana roi limitaltalein. He wasn't makne the maestros, it wasn't a kinyan chatzel b'chlam. It was a kinyan agav. That's agav, the kinyan akarka. They were also kona the metalpolin. And therefore, he didn't need to be standing on the side of the field. It wasn't a kinyan chatzer. It was a kinyan agav. Rabbi Zeira Kibla. Rabbi Zeira bought this answer, as they say. Rabbi Abba lo Kibla. Rabbi Abba didn't buy it. Amar Rava, Shapi Ravid, to lo Kibla. Rabbi Abba did a good thing, Tova Sa, that he wasn't Makabu. V'chilo haya lahem sudar l'knot mimenu b'chalif, b'chalifin. Did they not have a handkerchief in order to acquire the Maisris with Khalifin? Why does he have to do a Kinyan Agav? אלא טובת הנאה אינה ממון לקנות ממנו בחליפין, החינה מטובת הנאה אינה ממון לקנות אגבי הקרקע. אגבי קרקע. So, the reason that must be, because Tovas Hana, the benefit that Rabban Gamliel has in these maestres to give them to whoever he wants, is not like Mammon to acquire with Khalifin. In other words, the Kinyan Khalifin is not going to be Chal, because the Kinyan's only Chal on Mammon that has Bailin. And since the maestres aren't his Mammon, it emerges that he's only Mocher his Tovas Hana, that he has the rights to give it to with a benefit, he can give it to whoever he wants. But that's not enough for a Kenyan Khalif in this Tovas Hana, because Tovas Hana ain't a Mammon. So in other words, he also can't, if Tovas Hana is also not good enough, to do a Kenyan Agav. In other words, now the Gemara is saying that you can't say that he was maknilem agav karka, because since Rabban Gamliel cannot be maknilem de kinyan sudar, because all he had was tovas hana to give to whichever levi he wants, that's not considered mammon, on which a kinyan chalipin is chal, it has to be his mammon, it isn't. For this reason, it also isn't shayich de kinyan agav. If it's not your mammon, you can't do a kinyan agav. So it must be he was makna the makam haperis, and then it's going to be a kinyan chatzer. And a kinyan chatzer, it doesn't have to be your mammon. You could do a kinyan chatzer even if it doesn't have a bailin, even if it's a bail hefke. So therefore, it's good you didn't accept the answer that it was a kinyan agav. That agav the karka, he was makna also the maestris, because that doesn't work. Ad kan mitivrei katsho shel hagmara. Ba'alze hagmara docha lo v'lohi. V'lohi. There's no raya from the fact that he wasn't makna b'chalifin, that Tovas Hana is not nignes b'chalifin over kinyan agav. The reason he wasn't makna b'chalifin is because manas kuhuna nesina k'siva b'hu. By manas kuhuna it says you have to do nesina to give them a matana. And chalifin is a business way of doing things. It's derech mekach u'memkar. It's not derech nesine. Sharei noten et sudaro b'shvilam. Aval metalot len agav mekarka nesina alimta chashi. But metalot len agav karka, that's a shtarka nesina. Because the most you're giving for a Kenyan karka, and the maestris are automatically acquired with a matana. So Taka, now the Gemara is saying, doing a 180 and saying it can be talking about a Kenyan agav, because the chalifin he didn't want to do, because that's derech mekach u'memkar, that's not derech nesina. But metaltlen agav mekarka is a good nesina, because he's the karka is being sold with the money, and then he's giving over the fruits, and that's matana. That's a proper matana of matnas kahuna. That's why they're called matnas kahuna. Vahainu. Shemaskanat hagmara. He, what's the maskan of the Gemara? That you can't be makne matanis kahuna ide kinyan chalifin is because it's derech mekach u'memkar. Shamakabel hasuder, the noisin la haperas tach, shamakabel hasuder, noisin la haperas tachtav. And the Torah is makne matanis kahuna should be dafka ide nesina. But you can be makne matanis kahuna agav karka because that's an asina alimta and it's not derech mekach u'memkar. In the Chedusha Ritva there, he writes as follows, that there are those who ask, since Rabban Gamliel was maskir the karaka to Rabbi Yoshua, and he received payment for this rental, and the kinyan karka was through kinyan kesef. That's also merkach u'memkar. So how does the Gemara say, no, the kinyan agav is a good nesina? The whole thing was done through kinyan kesef. So listen to what the Ritva says. Very interesting. V'lav kushya, he's nishkin kashya. Why not? The hasim nehi diika merkach u'memkar v'mkoman shal perot, aval perot atzma netinayim. You're right, the mekach u'memkar is in the makam of the peris, but the peris themselves are a nesina. The karka is a mecher, and the peris are a matana. But if you would give the peris b'chalifin, then the peris would be mamish derech mekach u'memkar. But here, no. Only the land is derech mekach u'memkar, but the actual fruits are b'matana. So why is that? How can you be mechalek between the two? So the Ritva maybe is holding like the second side of Aruch HaKira, that when you're makne metaltul and agav karka, it's not pshat that the metaltul are acquired in the same acquisition as the karka. No. You did a kinyan karka and the metaltul are nikne without any maisa kinyan. The metaltul don't need a maisa kinyan. All you needed for that is gemiruz das, but not more than that. You don't need more than gemiruz das. And that's why the Gemara calls it a nesina alimta, a shtarka nesina, because since kvar yesh kinyan gamar ala karka, memele yesh gemiruz das ala metaltalin. Since there's a complete kinyan on the karka, memele there's gemiruz das on the metaltalin, and therefore the nesina sametaltalin is a nesina that's very strong, because he already decided he wants to do it. And that's how the Rambam learns, that's why it's a nesina chazaka, it's a nesina limta. Because he made a kinyan gamar on the karka, and memela, there's this ashtarka gemiruz das on the metaltalin, and it's muchach that the Rambam understood this as well, that this is pshat a nesina limta, because in Hilchos Maaser Sheni, when he brings the gemara in Bov Mitzia, he writes, she nesina sa metaltalin agave akarka, eina ela matona sheyesh bo chizuk. What does he say? The nesina taldei karka is only a matana chiyesh b'chizuk. It's a strong matana, meaning you're not making a kinyan on the metaltalin. It's a strong matana, since you already made the kinyan on the land. Now this is an automatic, and that's why yesh b'chizuk. What's the chizuk of this matana? That you made a kinyan on the karka. The chizuk of the metaltalin is that you made a kinyan on the karka. Gevaldik. Umeyata yesh loyma. Tibaha nachas v'solek haritva sha yesh makshin ha yesavul ketzad harishayim. And the yesh makshin who asked the question, the yesh makshin said, what do you mean? It's also derech mekach u'memkar, because you're giving the peris over with a kesef. It's all rooted in a kinyan kesef. So they were learning, this Yesh Makshin was learning at the first start of Aruch HaKira, that the kinyan of the karka is also more b'shvil ha-peres. And therefore they asked the kasha, it's a kinyan karka, it's a kinyan, it's mekach u'memkar. And so you see that the kasha and the teretz are holding like two sides of the HaKira. And the Ritva says, no, ma pitom. There is no kinyan, maisa kinyan on the peres, only maisa kinyan on the karka. So according to this, we can explain the sma. We can say that the Sma holds Sheba Emes, the Tut Stodim, explaining the Mahus of Kinyan Agav, are correct. But it's Talu if the Metaltalin are Tzavul or not Tzavul. That the Sma says that if the Metaltalin are Tzvurimba, it's like their Kagufu Shel Karka, the Mechubar Metzla, that's like the first Sad, that the Kinyan Agav Metaltalin, they're Nikna with the Karka, you're doing a Maisa Kinyan on both of them together, and that's why. When they're on the land, so the kinyan you made on the land is also on the metaltalin. But if they're not tzavul, then it's an anderes sort kinyan agav. If it's not tzavur, then you don't need a kinyan on the metaltalin. All you need is gemiruz das. So now we understand very well that the Sma explains the Rambam, all that of metaltalin not tzavur, you don't have to say agavakani, because the reason you have to say agavakani is to show that there's gemiruz das, to be makin of them agavakarka. But That's only if the metaltalin are not niknim alidei kinyan akarka. Then you have to show you have gemiras das. When the metaltalin are piled up on the karka, then you don't have to show gemiras das. All you have to do is do the maisa kinyan. Do the maisa kinyan of the karka. That means do the maisa kinyan on the metaltalin. But if they're not savor agave karka, then you have to show you have gemiras das, and that's by saying agave kani. The only thing that's difficult is that how can we say that both stadim and the chakira are correct? We see that the Gemara in Bava Metzia is holding like the second side of the Chakira. That's how he's playing Pshat in the Gemara in Bava Metzia, that no kinyan is necessary for the pairs. That's why it's not Derech Mekach Umemkar. As Nehal Omar B'dat Asma, that even though it's talking over there about tzvurim, l'vadas haramam, your parents tzvurim, but ain't sarach lomar aga v'kani, even can't have the pashtus, mairi shilo amal loram, and gamli al aga v'kani. So, there it's talking about where it's tzavur, in the case of the Gemara, and according to the Rambam, if the parents are tzavur, you don't have to say aga v'kani. So the pashtus ram, and gamli al didn't say aga v'kani. Nevertheless, according to what we explained, we have to say that it's talking over there that he said Agav Kani. Since we're talking about Manas Kahuna, it's not enough that the Peirus are Tzavurba. And the reason is that we already brought the Kash of the Ritva. Why did you, why is it called Derech Nesina? He was Makna the Peirus Agav the Karka, and the Karka was Nikna Bekesef, which is Derech Mekach Umemkar. It's not Derech Nesina. And this the Ritva answers that even though the Karka is Nikna Bekesef, nevertheless, the Peirus are Nikna Bekemilus Das Kleida, Belishu Maisi Kinyan. And therefore it's called Derech Nesina. So based on what we explained in the Smad emerges that it's shaykh to say that the pairs are acquired b'gemilus das alone is only where he says Lahedya Agav Kani, because through his Amiri he's showing the gemilus das. But where he doesn't say Agav Kani, even though it's also shaykh Akinyan Agav with Tzavur, because it's Kakufa Shel Karka, nevertheless that's not called Derech Nesina. That's called Derech Mekach Umemkar, because the gather of the Kinyan is that the Maisa Kinyan of the Karka is also effective for the Paris, right? That's Derech Mekach Umemkar. That with the Karka, you're also acquiring the Paris, you're acquiring both with that Maisa Kinyan. So that's Derech Mekach Umemkar. And that doesn't work for Matnas Kahuna. So we have to say that according to Rabbi Gamliel, he said Agav Kani, even though the Paris were Tzavur, because only then it's called Derech Nesina. Although we have to come on to Derech Nesina over here. So in order to come on to Derech Nesina, he has to say Agav Kani, that you're corner of the land, and no kinyan is going to be necessary for the peiris. So, if it didn't require derech nesina, it would be cool. You're requiring the karka, and then the peiris are on the karka, so you don't have to say anything. But here, that doesn't work, because then it's going to be called derech kinyan. It's going to be called derech kinyan. And we don't want that. It won't work for Manas Kahuna. So therefore, here, dafka, even though it's tzavul, you have to say that you have to say agav v'kani. So it emerges no raya from the sugam b'mitzia. The gather of kinyan agav is only like the tzad hasheni shel hachakira. There you have to say that it's talking about where he was makne boifin shel gemilus das without a maisa kinyan, in order that there should be derech nesina. But normally we can say that when they're tzavur, the gather of the kinyan is that it's kegufo shel karka v'niknim hametaltlan ayde kinyan shel hakarka. So this would shtim beautifully with the Sma. In other words, the Shema Sma says that how come if it's Tzavur, you don't have to say anything? It's because it's Kagufa Shel Karka. Just in that case, you have to say something. You have to say something when it's not Kagufa Shel Karka, when it's somewhere else. And in that case, in the Gemara, you also have to say something because you can't acquire it with the Kinyan. You have to acquire it with Gemilus Das. And therefore, he says, okay, Beseder. So Rabbi Gamliel must have said Agav Kni. And it turns out that he's not making a kinyan on the actual Paris. He's just making a kinyan on the karka. And then the Paris are with gemilus das, and therefore it's considered nesina. But again, we have the chilik now between whether it's on the karka or not. When it's on the karka, the gather is that the kinyan of the karka is being kind of the fruits as well. And if it's not on the karka, then it's nikna with gemilus das alone. But in a case where you need nesina, not derech mekach umemkar, then you have to, even if it's tzvurin, you still have to say agav kinyan, because otherwise it's going to be derech mekach umemkar. So now we have a kasha on the gro, because the gro, in its Birut HaChoshen Mishpat in Siman Reish Bei, Sif Katan Dalet, writes that according to the Rambam, there were their tzavar, you don't have to say agav ukni. We can explain why it says Namaisa Rabbi Gamliel, Umakoimo and Muskolo, because in the Gemara in Kedushin 27a, we see that he says Umakoimo and Muskolo, it's Mashman Shem Tzvurimba. Right? The place of the fruits are Muskolo, or rented out to him. It's because their tzav were there. Ainza Mishum de Be'in and Tzvurim, Ela Ki Hechi de Lo Litrechinu. דהיינו שיכול להניחו שם כל זמן שירצה ולא יצטרך להוציאו מיד מביתו של רבי גמליאל. He is not מצריך him because he says מקום המוסקר לו, it's his place. He doesn't have to take him home. He just leave them there. So there's no set time for the end of the schirus. He can leave them there as long as he wants. And on this, the Gro writes that according to the sheet of the Rambam, we understand Bepashtus why he had to say Makomo Muskalo, and we don't have to come onto the Teretz of the Gemara Kihechid Elo Lechuchinu, because in this Maisa, it's Tomarong Gamliel, didn't say Agavikni, for whatever reason. And if so, we have to say that it's talking about where he was maskier than Makomo Dafka. Shirak Oz, him Tzvurim, you don't have to say Agavukni Lechitis HaRambam. Mashenkein. He was masking them somewhere else, then he would have to say agav ukni. So he says that according to the Rambam, you don't need the Teretz to the Gemara that makoma muskalo ki hechid lo lechuchinu, because you could say he said makoma muskalo because he didn't say agav ukni, and therefore, since it's makoma, it's in the same place, it's on the karka, and the talitlin is on the karka, so. If he didn't say, the only way he can get away with it not saying Abba Gav Bukni is when it's on the karka, and that was the case there. So that's where the Rambam would explain why he said Makomo Muskolo. However, this is difficult because based on what we said, in the Maisa Rabbi Gamliel, even though the Paris Ritzur and Be'echrech, we have to say that he said Agav Bukni. Otherwise, it wouldn't be Derech Nesina. It would be Derech Mekach Umemka. Because if he doesn't say Agav Bukni, the Paris are acquired through a Kinyan karka. Was a Kenyan Ketzer, was a Mecca Humemkar. So he said, even according to the Rambam, he has to say Agav Ukni. So how did the Gros say that since he's talking about where the Paris are Tzvurim, Rabbi Gamliel didn't have to say Agav Unkani? Comes out that it isn't Derech Nesin, it's Derech Mecca Humemkar, according to the Gros. So it would appear that the Gros Pashuk can explain Shita Sarambam like the Kesef Mishnah and like the Sma. Because we already brought earlier the Shita of the Kesef Mishnah writes that the Chilip between Tzvurim and Einan Tzvurim is that when they're not Tzvurim, you have to say Beferush, Agav Ukani, in order to be Moidiyah, in order to inform the person that he's being Makina, the Paris, Agav Akarka. But when they're Tzvurim, you don't have to say Agav Ukani, because the Indian itself is Mochir. You see the Paris and the Karka, you don't have to say Agav Ukani. So we could say that according to the Ketz of Mishnah, when you're Kona Metalta and Agav Karka, Becholof and Metalta Nikna Adig Mirostas, Boide Kinyan Karka, and there's no Chiluk between Tzvurim and not Tzvurim. According to the case of Mishnah, when you're Kone Metalplan, Agav Karka, the Metalplan are Nikon Agav Agav Ali De Gemiris Das, and not Ali De Kinyan Karka. It doesn't matter it's Tzvur or not Tzvur, what Tzvur or not Tzvur, it's just in order to tell, to show what your intentions are. When it's on the Karka, so you don't have to say Agav Ukani, because then you're not Tzvur Mokhiach. Shedato Lehaknot Et HaPerot Agav Karka. And if it's not, then you have to say in order to show your intentions. But either way, it's nikna with gemiras das. So according to this, every kinyan agav is derech nesina and not derech mekach umemkar. Saif the metalplan are tzavur, saif the metalplan are not tzavur. Because b'chol ofen, they're nikna ade gemiras das without any maisa kinyan. So the Gemara was correct that since the maisa Rabbi Gamliel is talking about tzvurim, Rabbi Gamliel didn't have to say agav akni, because that's like the kesef of Mishnah, because it's Tzvurim, and that shows that the Parparis are being acquired with the Karka. And therefore, no Agav Akni was required. And it would come out then that, according to the Kesef Mishnah, we're holding like in the second side of the Chakira, that when you're making a Kinyan, you make a Kinyan Agav, there's no Kinyan on the Metalplan. It's just Gemara's Das alone, regardless of whether the Paras are Tzavah or not. So we still have a lot more to say. So what I'm asking you, please, is to stay tuned, and we will see more Nifla'ot mitorat Hashem. אבל אני מודה לכם מאוד שהקשבתם עד הנה, והדברים היו מאירי עיניים ומסמכי לב, ובהירים וברורים כשמש בצהריים. ברוך השם, הודו להשם כי טוב כי לעולם חסדו, ואני רק מבקש שתישאר עמי, ובעזרת השם נמשיך לראות נפלאות רבות, גדולות ועצומות מתורת השם, בשמחה ובטוב לבב, מרוב כל. שלום, שלום. ולנדר נמשיך.